Logging plans in Glenbog State Forest in southern New South Wales are raising concerns among wildlife advocates. Conservation groups say the forest is a critical habitat for endangered greater gliders and vulnerable yellow-bellied gliders, which rely on hollows in old-growth trees for shelter. Locals and wildlife carers are now urging the Forestry Corporation of New South Wales to cease logging plans for more than 500 hectares of the forest. The Wire's Mayabi Aziz spoke with Program Manager for Wildlife at the Humane World for Animals Australia, Dr. Renee Charalambis.
Highly productive brown barrel eucalyptus forest where trees grow really, really large and they develop hollows that a lot of animals rely on for shelter. So it really does support a rich diversity of wildlife, including the endangered greater glider, Ngangang cockatoo, vulnerable species like the yellow-bellied glider, flame robins and powerful owls, as well as bare-nosed wombats. So this week, there's a meeting that's going to take place. It was requested by Forestry Corporation New South Wales, and what they plan to do is explain what their proposal is to log Glenbog State Forest and what mitigation measures they propose. Now, they have previously logged Glenbog, this proposed 515 hectares of space. They started logging, they did it for a week, and then they stopped due to a lot of conservationists expressing their concerns with doing so. So they've organised that meeting, and at that meeting, conservationists are going to present wildlife survey data that shows there's more than 120 greater glider den trees, there's over 900 wombat burrows, all in that area, just to name a few, and really urging Forestry Corp to reconsider logging such a high-value habitat.
Logging has been approved under current forestry rules. Can you explain what the Forestry Corporation's reasoning is behind the logging? And in your view, have they done enough to protect these animals and their habitat?
So the type of eucalypt that they're logging in that area is sought after for saw logs and wood chips and other low-value products, which is the purpose of what they're wanting to go in there for. To answer your question about have they done enough, I would say no, they haven't. So their role when they go in is to identify greater glider dens, for example, and the legislation states that they can't log within 50 metres of that space. So they've identified about a quarter of the amount of dens that other conservationists have identified. So it really is out of step with what conservationists are finding. To kind of put it plainly, there's a lot of species that rely on the old den trees for shelter, for nesting and for food. And it takes decades really for those forests to develop. So once you remove those trees, that habitat's not going to be replaced immediately. It's going to take generations, and we're aware that there's going to be 120, if not more, den trees. There's 900 wombat burrows in there. So logging is really going to displace and harm a wide range of species that really depend on that forest.
What are you hoping the Forestry Corporation will do this week? And what kind of protections do you think are needed?
So I hope that when they attend that meeting, they can really see the high-value habitat that lives inside Glenbog State Forest, and they make the decision to actually cease logging and just stop from there. Glenbog State Forest is a habitat that really shouldn't be logged at all. So in terms of protections, I think that Forestry Corporation need to realise that they need to move on and just leave the state forest alone.
What do you think concerned Australians could do to support the gliders and help protect their habitat?
Yes, so we have an action on our website that will lead people to a letter writing campaign. This letter writing campaign essentially will direct a letter to the CEO of Forestry Corp and ask them to cease logging in Glenbog State Forest. And I think that's one of the most powerful things people can do is have their voice heard directly to Forestry Corp and let them know logging needs to stop.
That was Dr. Renee Charalambis from the Humane World for Animals Australia, speaking with The Wire's Mayabi Aziz.